Please be advised. This episode contains white flags in the form of little notes and monologues that would make a reverend make a run for it. Listener discretion is advised.
Where do I begin? My father was a relentlessly self-improving boulangerie owner from Belgium with low-grade narcolepsy and a penchant for buggery.
You know, we have to stop.
Hey everyone, it's Momo. Yes, I'm back. We're still catching up, but we are just about there. In today's episode, we close out a lot of our old business, while simultaneously averting a world crisis caused by Maria's question. Join myself, Maria, Noodle, and our producer, MJ, in our usual hijinks. And please pray for our souls. Ready? Then let's get started.
You guys can talk now.
Yay.
Well, were we too silent now?
I don't think there's such a thing as too silent when it comes to this group.
Unbelievable.
Hello.
That's good. That's great. What happened there?
I don't know. I lost my voice for a moment. Hold on. Let me fortify.
Today's game is canceled in the voice of, in the case of what? What happens when you lose your voice? What do you call it when you lose your voice?
Sore throat? I don't know. What?
Like losing your voice?
Like there's a word for that.
Laryngitis.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
The game today is called Because of Laryngitis.
You really couldn't come up with that by yourself?
No, I couldn't. Scary. I couldn't. But I loved how Noodle jumped in with shta.
I always say it. It's my favorite word.
Shta.
Hey, they understand me, so yeah, do that's why I always do it.
Okay.
Well, shta is what? So you understand you...
Shta is what, so?
Shta is what?
Shta is what?
What is it?
So?
What?
Shta. All right.
Do we start with old business?
Hey, we finally have old business.
Well, hold on.
We have old business every time.
We haven't even done our intro yet. I had a great intro today, too. I was going to say something along those lines.
We'll be quiet. You can do it.
Yeah.
Do we steal your thunder?
Live from Hogtown, it's Hogtown. Sunday night.
I want to do it.
You're Hogtown.
We do it again. I interrupted you.
Live from Hogtown.
Hey,
it's Sunday night.
Sunday night.
Finally. For Toronto is Hogtown.
Oh. Says who?
Do tell.
Says the hogs that used to come through this town.
That's not a thing.
It is so a thing.
You're such a liar.
Okay. Where's Dr. Google?
Toronto's nickname, Hogtown, comes from the city's large pork processing industry in the late 19th and early 20th centuries, particularly the William Davies Company. While the nickname was originally used by people outside the city in a derogatory way to imply greed, locals now use it with affection. This educational moment was brought to you by the team at Nothing, Nowhere, and No Particular Time, where we always hope to prove Maria wrong.
Anyway, well, welcome back to Nothing, Nowhere, No Particular Time. Most of us have been away from the mic for a few months, and so this is our first recording in months. And we're a little bit on edge from the sounds of it. So we'll...
Who's on edge?
What
does that say?
I am too loud.
She's holding up a sign, single piece of paper, okay. Scrawled on it, I am too loud.
I am too loud.
Like a dunce cap, just like, I am too loud.
How professional is this recording? It's like in a studio, you'd hold up a sign, please turn down the volume. No, I get a piece of scrap paper like, help me, I'm too loud.
Momo.
Okay. All right. So now that we got the pleasantries of... Did I actually say welcome to Nothing, Nowhere? Are you doing binary?
My favorite thing that Momo said recently was, put it on.
Oh, my.
Crickets.
I think you need to explain
I need
that.
Context.
Noodle, I think
you need a context.
I think you need
crickets.
Context on that because that's dangerous.
This is the sweater. I actually refuse. That's not better.
It was a sweater.
It's not better.
But that's he had a sweater better. And he was like, put it on so you can see what it feels like. And if it's like the color blue.
That sounds horrible.
Isn't it? Everything it just soft in my hands. That's why I said it.
Noodle?
And
you told Noodle
scene.
What?
Oh, God. And
I'm with a whole bunch of dirty-minded people here.
Yeah, well, no, it's not us. It's the people who are listening in saying,
what do you mean by that?
Okay, so we're going to go to...
Let's restart.
Sorry. Okay. If we did that, we'd still be on episode one. Welcome to Nothing Nowhere. Let's restart that. Okay, let's go to the old business.
We finally have old business.
We have a...
What do you mean finally? Every time we have old business.
No, but we have some old... So we have some conclusion of old business.
Okay, yeah, finally.
Finally.
We have some conclusion.
Thank you. Meaning next episode we won't have any old business to discuss.
We'll have to come up with new old business.
New business that will become
old business.
Our new old business.
That's okay. Exactly.
Sounds good. Let's begin.
Okay. So we're gonna
our old business. Sorry.
Are you done?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay, good. So let's
put, did you guys see that? Sorry.
let's put the Superman controversy
to bed.
To bed.
Let's go.
So I'd like to make an opening statement, if you wouldn't mind, if I could, if just
please.
Okay. After having watched Superman, you know what? It's almost like I think we need to stop doing movie reviews.
I don't get to see your reaction.
No. We'll do Superman today.
I don't think he means like we need to stop watching movies.
Correct, but I think we need to stop reviewing them because here's my biggest disappointment. Clearly. You know, we kind of built up that my experience with Superman was less than stellar. But then I read the reviews on Rotten Tomatoes, IMDb.
Oh, did they love it?
They loved it.
Oh, dude, that's messed up.
That's so evil.
So you know what is that? It's best to know that I don't want to come on the air and just upset a whole bunch of people who disagree with me and stop listening to us because we don't disagree with them.
I'm okay with that, actually. So here are my thoughts on Superman.
Okay, but hold on a second. You want people to stop listening to us. Because, you know, one of the things we'll talk about later is we've actually have some rankings on our show now.
What do you mean rankings?
Yay!
Like people are reviewing our show?
So yes. So, for example, I'll give you just a taste of what we have to go on. So of the talk shows with the loudest hosts... We rank 364 on Spotify.
How many podcasts?
Thousands.
Innumerable.
Right?
So we're like just super loud.
Yeah. Well, no, we're 364th loud.
Right? 364th loudest.
Right. And we know that at one point we only had two followers. And you all knew that that was Noodle and myself.
Yeah.
We now have 22 followers on Spotify alone.
Oh, that's insane.
So people are literally hitting the follow button and waiting for our posts.
Do you know what I always thought was so funny? Like every time I would be on Instagram and I would see some like video, some artist has like whatever 30 likes, 300 likes, 4,000 likes on something, and it looks like a small number because you're used to like people having millions and millions of views and likes and whatever. But then I was thinking about it, I'm like, if 300 people were like, or whatever, in our case, I guess 22. If 22 people are like sitting around
waiting
to listen to our next episode.
They're hoping to get the next episode.
That's crazy.
There you go.
Thank you.
Right.
That's very cool.
Thank you, 22.
By the way, shout out to Brazil. We'll talk about this a little later. Shout out to Brazil. They are now our largest listening group.
That's hilarious.
That's amazing.
They are now our largest listening group is Brazil.
Should I immediately offend them? Or
No.
Okay, I'll save it.
No, we love
Brazil. I'm just going to try some Portuguese, but I won't.
There you go. Just say thank you.
First of all, it's Brazilian, not Portuguese.
I'm actually going to run out of this room. I'm going to run out of this room.
So yes, it's based on Portuguese.
I'm going to stand up and start
running away. Brazilian language as Brazilian.
It's Brazilian Portuguese, and the language is Portuguese.
Yes, the language is Portuguese.
I understand that, having partially spoken the language.
Partially spoken the language.
Anyway.
So let's go
back to going back to saying that.
I think it's like obrigado.
Obrigado.
Or maybe you pronounce
obrigado.
Obrigado
because I'm a
bom dia.
Bom dia.
Obrigado.
All right, whatever.
Anyway, that's our Portuguese / Brazilian moment. We'll get better over time, but
that's
thanks,
our lesson for today.
So, obrigado to the Brazilians who are listening in, and we hope you continue to listen. But let's get back to the reason why I don't want to upset people, because obviously our opinions of certain movies are starting to go against the grain.
Ooh.
Right? I cannot believe that most people enjoyed the Superman.
Well, we looked at the ratings. We looked at Rotten Tomatoes. So here's my summary of Superman. No word of a lie. I'm not sure. Were all four of us watching Superman together?
Yeah, we watched it.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna let Maria Noodle
3.8 stars on Google.
But I will let the ladies of Nothing Nowhere in No Particular Time express of what my look was through the entire movie. So I'll let you guys go ahead. But I
do you remember in the Kung Fu Panda 1? When the mantis was doing the acupuncture on the panda bear, and he hits a facial nerve, and he goes, boing.
Yeah,
that was his look. There you go. Yeah. Now you know.
Look it up.
Look it up.
Yeah, look it up. Yeah, I was disappointed in everything.
I thought it was flat. I thought it was very hard to follow the characters and be emotionally invested in them. I found the plot to be incredibly convoluted and boring. It feels like an Everything But the Kitchen Sink movie. I didn't understand the Lois Lane Superman relationship. I wasn't convinced by it. And I thought that the CGI was embarrassing.
Yeah.
And oh my God, when Superman starts monologuing about how he's like, I'm a human and I have learned that it's okay to make mistakes. I'm like, this is the bad guy. Like, why are you monologuing to him right now? About, like, hit me in the face with the point. It couldn't be any clearer.
Nah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's actually, and the guy's bald cap was, ugh. Anyway, I didn't like it.
Oh, I thought he actually shaved his head for it.
Did he?
I don't know.
Well, then there you go.
Shaved that looks like a ball cap.
We saw a tennis match, and the actor was there. Oh, yeah, he was there. Or something.
He was there. I like actually could not care less about that movie. Yeah.
It was not entertaining, and I think that Momo does the best impression about the interview.
Oh yeah, yeah. But I did that in the last podcast.
You really?
Yeah.
Yeah, we just listened to it.
Literally just listened to it.
Yeah. Oh, don't ever anybody say that we don't examine our own content and learn from it. We were listening to it yesterday.
Well, how about this?
Tell you, I don't remember I don't remember saying a single one of those things.
Yeah. We laugh at ourselves
so long ago.
That's what I'm here for, is to remind you of the silly things that you say. Silly. I think we can agree there was one moment that we all liked in the movie, but that's it.
The love story?
Which one?
No, get with the love story. Everything. The Untouchables. Oh, it's a love story. Donnie Darko. Oh, it's a love story.
Shawshank Redemption.
Shawshank Redemption. It's a love story. The guy in the toilet? Like, I don't want to... Anyway. So basically, as far as MJ is concerned, every movie that comes out is a love story. So, but
listen, she's a romantic. It's just like this movie, you can't even salvage it by claiming the romance.
No,
thing.
It's unsalvageable.
Completely.
There was chemistry with Christopher Reeves and Margot Kidder.
Yes.
There was no chemistry here between them.
But it's not even that. It's like the way that they rushed through it. They like start out, and I get that Superman is like one of the most told stories ever, and we all know that they have a relationship.
Yeah.
But it's like you still need to show the progression. Anyway, you get it.
No, I get it. And the whole fact of the matter is, and then the stupid thing at the end, he goes, geez, up until about an hour ago, I was going to break up with him. Shut up, lady.
Did she say that?
Yeah, she did at the
end. I don't remember anything.
So he obviously came back from whatever thing, wherever she had doubts from. He goes, to think I was going to break up with you an hour ago, right? And I was just like, this is so stupid. But I think there was one part of the movie that we thought was, one, very touching, and two, really good acting. It was when the father was talking to
sobbing.
Superman.
Yeah. Sobbing.
Right. That was good acting.
Sobbing.
Like right? Hysterically done. That was actually sobbed. Good.
But that's it.
Yeah.
The mother, I wanted to shoot. Yeah. Shut up.
It was not going to.
You're in a little bit of rage toward the female characters here.
I want to unpack that because normally I'm looking for strong, independent female characters, and these two were just whiny people that just needed to shut up.
Well, you know what I will say? I did think that they underdeveloped Lois Lane's character. And also the mom's character. Because the mom's just a voice, literally in the background for the entire, most of the scenes that she's on.
And an annoying voice.
She's like, come back inside. It's like, oh my God, you're Superman's mom. Like, no. Be a little bit more.
Okay, I really want to put this Superman thing to bed. We give it 0 on every scale possible. But kudos out to the guy who played the dad. I'm not sure what the actor's name was again.
Played the dad? Oh yeah, played the dad. Yeah, he was a good character.
Yeah, he was a good character. And that was a very moving scene. Anyway, let's put it to bed. So, you know what? I think we're going to be very selective on what we could, critique in the future.
You know what I was thinking, though, when I was watching it?
Oh, here we go.
And forgive me if this is going to sound insane.
Okay.
But I was thinking Superman's a lot like Spider-Man.
This is Kit Habernash, reporting live from Ground Zero, where someone has set off the end of the world by comparing Spider-Man to Superman as the same. Our sources tell us this originated from the Nothing, Nowhere, and No Particular Time podcast, but we haven't been able to reach Momo from his bunker. May God help us. The next thing you'll know, they'll say Batman is the same too.
Crickets.
What? Is that a crazy take? Because they're both... Okay, walk with me on this journey. Walk with me. They're both... Stop singing.
They're about to get into a fight.
No. I'm
walk with me. Walk with me.
He's withdrawing.
Allow me to have my moment.
Right.
They're both heroes, right? No, no, walk with me. I'm starting from a ground level.
So is every superhero, but go on.
Okay. The big salient similarity. The similarity that I noticed. You don't know what the word salient means?
No.
You'll be fine. It's basically.
Isn't that
a
salt solution?
You will get through life just fine.
That's a salt solution, isn't it?
No, it's the primary point, the essence.
Oh, I'm
saline.
Saline,
yeah.
I think I'm saline.
So, the essence, the big point here, they're both, and this is really dumb, they're both reporters who cover themselves. Like, is that not just the weirdest thing? Like, Superman is the reporter who primarily covers Superman. And then everyone's like, whoa, Clark, how did you get this exclusive interview with Superman? Like, literally, there's no pictures of you guys together. Nobody's ever seen you having this conversation with this dude. And then Spider-Man is the exact same, right? Because he's the guy who, like, takes the pictures of Spider-Man. And he has all these exclusive, like, images. Is nobody working with me on this?
Are you crazy? Are you out of your mind?
So I am. I actually am.
So you're making the assumption, or no, it's not the assumption. You're making the
connection,
conflation,
the argument.
Argument.
That's a $3 word.
You're making the argument that they are similar simply because they have the same career path.
But do you know how, like, not just career path, but the absolute male blind confidence that they can put forth, and it works, that they can put forth these, like, exclusive images and cover stories on this explicitly exactly the same character as them, and that nobody's gonna notice. Hold on a second. Like, the whole art, like, the whole story is predicated on, like, just the complete and utter idiocy of everyone around them.
Uh-huh.
They're the exact same.
Uh-huh.
Aren't they both DC? Or is one of them not?
Oh my god, you're so digging a hole right now.
DC is Superman,
Superman and
Marvel
is
Spider-Man.
But isn't Batman the same?
Don't include me in this.
Batman was a million.
Don't include
He's
me.
He's completely
this.
Different.
Don't include me in this.
Yeah,
this
no.
is a race to the bottom that I'm not a part of. No, I'm making a good point.
The entire
here.
Story arc between Superman and Spider-Man.
They're the same.
No. The only thing they're same is they're superheroes. And they have the same profession.
Name one big difference between Superman.
Superman's an alien. Spider-Man was bitten by a radioactive spider.
Yeah, they're
on
both,
our planet.
They're both genetically different from other people.
7 points for Gryffindor.
It's actually Slytherin.
Unfortunately, I've taken the test like 5 times, and so, I keep getting Slytherin.
So once again, I don't understand. Just because they're genetically different from other people.
No, but that was your big point. That's
no,
different.
It's a story arc that's based on how they became the superhero they are. It's a totally different story arc.
Social alienation.
You know what? You're going to draw out a long, drawn-out war, and let's just have some peace.
We all know
table.
He's going to, like, speed me up to talking like a chipmunk for the entire
time I was talking.
Just glad
I'm
got my comments on
I'm
the record.
I'm going to do this. For all comic Disclaimer. Book listeners listening to our program.
Comic book listeners.
We have...
Your confidence is so inspiring.
Oh, comic book. Well, I'm just saying that on the MomoShow.com website, on the comments page, there is the ability to leave voicemail. So I'm going to ask for all our staunch comic book listeners, whether you agree with Maria or not, leave us a voicemail.
Yeah, and leave us a comment.
Long,
leave us a
as
voicemail.
As long as it's not profane and it's
long
nice
as it's
and
civil.
Clean, it's civil, I will play.
Your comment.
During one of our sessions, all the comments we collect on the opinion of that Superman is the same as
and
Spider-Man.
Listen, I'm not saying he's the same.
Linda.
I'm not saying he's the same. I'm not. I'm
you just
not.
Did.
You're
the
listening
story.
To drink
did.
Coffee
she said
while
that the
you're
story.
There's
that.
A lot of similarities. And if I'm wrong, we'll just fix it in post. You can just edit it out. It's okay. Don't worry.
Yeah, we'll fix it in post. But there you go. MomoShow.com. Go to the comments page. Leave us a voicemail. It takes to your website where you can leave a voice message for us. I will listen to them. It will let me know that when it's there.
If you tell me I'm wrong, I won't listen to them.
If it's feedback, we're happy to take feedback to that. But I'm going to collect any opinions unrelated as Spider-Man and Superman are the same thing.
Boom, roasted.
So, one other old business.
Is it the pizza again?
Search for the Sicilian.
Ooh.
Oh, I think we found one.
Okay,
Question mark.
We go. So, in our last podcast, it's not up yet, but in our last podcast, we had found from our listener, Dominic, place to try a Sicilian, which was Prince Street Pizza.
Was I there for this?
We made a special delivery to school for you.
Oh, no. I know you did, but was I there for this recommendation?
Yeah,
I
don't because remember this. We coined the hashtag, oh my God, in that episode.
Did we? Oh my God.
Yeah, exactly. You did it. I said, he goes, I think it's called Prince Street Pizza. I go, oh my God. And he goes, oh, is that what it's called? Is it called, oh my God?
Did I say it?
Anyway. Three times during that podcast.
But that was good pizza.
Okay, so here's the thing. So
Momo and Noodle came to my school to literally drop off a slice and then go away. It was great.
Yeah. So here we have the opinions. So first of all, the big question is, before we go review the quality, is it a Sicilian slice? That is what, because remember the Brooklyn slice that Frank recommended was actually not a Sicilian.
But it was delicious.
Definitionally. Yeah. I don't know.
Right. In my
opinion. Is it a Sicilian slice?
In my opinion, it had the right crunchiness around the edges.
Oh, sweet.
It had enough softness of the dough in the center.
Can we speed him up and to be a chipmunk?
And it had the right amount of
sauce.
Where's
the fast forward button in real life?
Sauce. And it was in the square Sicilian pan. So yes, Prince Street Pizza was a Sicilian pizza. Now, was it a good Sicilian pizza? And just for the audience, we had one that was the spicy pepperoni and the...
That one was really good.
And the four cheese.
That one was really good.
Okay. So we'll go around. Maria, your thoughts, because we left you a slice of both.
Damn good.
Yeah.
Damn good. I picked
good,
up...
Good, simple, straightforward pizza kind of thing.
I got a text to come outside. I go outside. There's a Mustang waiting for me. Out hops Momo. Out hops Noodle. Open the trunk.
Hello, dear listeners. We decided to cut off this discussion because Maria drones on for 5 minutes describing how she received the pizza without describing the actual pizza. Of course, Momo complains about how they never let him talk about pizza, but accuse him of always talking about pizza. Then there's MJ and Noodle, who are just passing notes to each other and disrupting everything, while at the same time, Noodle protests having to go to a farm to record? In summary, the pizza was Sicilian and everyone liked it. There you go. We now return you to the podcast, where Momo is wrapping up complaining as usual. You're welcome.
How was that?
I was trying to hold it in for so long.
What was so funny?
Everybody who votes that Momo edit this into himself talking in a chipmunk voice because he plays it at like 3x speed, say I.
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 I'll count those votes when I get home and see whether that happens.
It's going to be a Democratic election.
Not a chance. All right. Are we done with the old business?
Yes, we are. We're done.
You guys want to talk about this old business
first,
right?
Oh, my God. Not for this long.
Like, that's my fault.
This
one over here starts, for my thesis for this year, I'm going to prove that Superman and Spider-Man are the same.
Listen, you can speed me up.
I got Noodle over here going, I'm not going to go to a farm to record.
In that tone of voice, too.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, Lordy.
And then I got MJ over here saying, notes, I'm sending notes.
Listen, it's class, and I can't stand the prof.
Here's a note.
Listen, you can speed me up about my Superman, Spider-Man hypothesis if you speed yourself up on the pizza talk.
I'll think about it.
Because I love pizza, but the longer you talk about it, the more I feel like I'm going to start eating the next slice of pizza and hear your voice going, actually, a Sicilian slice. Sorry.
Can we step away from the pizza? Not talking about pizza.
Are we done with the pizza?
Pizza done.
Oh, now she remembers she's the producer. Last episode is, okay, I turn it over to the producer. Oh, I'm sorry. It's role reversal. I'm the producer.
She's like, it's me?
It's me?
Is it me?
Nobody told me that.
Okay, well, I guess we have to know. With the title producer, we have to listen. So we're done with the pizza conversation. Thank you all for listening. It's been a great week. Cue the outro.
A few moments later.
No! anyway, I'm suing.
What just happened? What the?
It's getting close to Halloween. All right, what's our next
topic? We should do a Halloween episode.
On Halloween?
Pre-Halloween.
Oh, pre-Halloween.
I'm going out for Halloween.
I think it's time
for
oops.
Do we have no new business?
I have no new business.
Okay, who wants to start off with an oops?
I think you should.
Do I have to start?
I'll just get it over with. I'll just go first.
Okay, there you go.
Let's hear it.
Hey, Noodle.
Noodle's gonna go
listen to this agency taking.
It's now time for everyone's favorite segment. Oops, was that me? Am I getting over time for this?
Look at this initiative over here.
Are you quite done? Can I go?
Go.
I was waiting for you to start.
There's no interrupting, Noodle.
I'm going to give a moment of silence. Okay. My friend introduced me to this new store called Muji. And it's like an Asian store. It's like, it has basic colors.
I think you mean Muhi.
Is it?
Sorry, no.
I'm so done here. get me out of here.
Go ahead.
And basically, you can buy a pen separately where you can just buy the ink cartridge and the pen. And you don't have to, like, continuously buy new pens. And what happened was I decided to buy pens on my own yesterday or something. And I couldn't find the pens. Stop it. Because there were just so many pens everywhere. So I asked the store employee, like, hey, I can't seem to find the pen anywhere. And she goes, oh, it's down there. I go, oh, thank you.
Oh, no.
That was the oops. That was me.
That was the oops? Mean you couldn't find the insert for the pen to write, but you, oh, my God.
That's like my UPS story. You couldn't find it. You mean those?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Got it.
And you were standing right in front of it.
Right in front.
Oh, God.
But it wasn't in the eye line. It was
No, it literally wasn't in the eye line. It was on the bottom shelf.
It was on the bottom shelf.
Right. Eh. Poor thing.
It happened with the UPS with me. There you go. We have situational non-awareness.
What's your oops?
I don't have one. I'm a perfect angel. So the story is...
Oh, here we go.
Everybody pay attention.
All right.
Okay, let's shorten it.
I'm rushing to the event that I need to lead for painting, right? So on my way to the welcome desk to pick up the key for the storage room where the painting supplies are, I run into my boss. My boss is like, oh, you're going down to the painting supply room. I'm like, yep. She's like, oh, can you bring this box down there? I'm like, sure, no problem. I take my little butt and my little key and my little box, and I'm walking down the stairs, and I make it all the way to the second to last stair. There's one stair in between me and the ground, and I'm so close to success, but I'm holding the box directly in front of my eye, like my eye line. I can't see my feet. My foot is positioned downward towards what I think is the next step. I miss the step completely, fall flat on my broken toe, injure myself horrifically, and land flat on my ass. Right? I'm sitting on the ground at the bottom of the stairs, having flat on my ass, box full of crap all over me. And I'm like, you know what? This is actually really embarrassing. I can't go out like this. So sometime around 9:10, when I'm done this painting event for my floor with the work that I do, I go back to my room. My foot's in excruciating pain, and I decide I really need some ice. I'm laying in bed in excruciating pain. I decide I need some ice. So I go and walk from my building to the building where the welcome desk is to grab some ice. Should take about 5 minutes. Took me like 25, right? Absolutely just having the worst time ever. Make it to the welcome desk. There's a whole thing. They don't have ice. Eventually, my boyfriend comes and grabs me and helps me walk back because it's in such a state that I've like been using my foot all day that it's just rotting. And he walks me back. And here's the oops. Very
that's,
long.
I'm sorry. We haven't hit the oops yet? Okay.
It's a long setup. I'm
all
sorry.
Right, all right. Holy cow. Okay.
I'm half laughing, half crying because of how much pain I'm in and how absolutely mortified I am that I thought I could make this walk. My boyfriend's on my left side holding me, right? Holding my arm because I'm like doubled over in pain, crying, laughing, tears streaming down my face. He's yelling at me. He's like, you don't respect your body. You need to rest. You need to let me carry you. You need to get back to your building safely. I'm cracking up laughing because the idea of him carrying me back is really funny. And I'm doubled over, tears streaming down my face. He's yelling. I'm trying to hobble my way down the parking lot. We pass no less than 70 people that we know, all of whom 100% thought that he was beating me.
Oh my God.
Crying.
Somebody call the police. Oh my God.
Yeah, I had to do some pretty crazy damage control. Anyway, that was the oops.
Well, at least you know people got your back.
It was a good setup. You can probably cut out the entirety of that setup.
Oh my.
Anyway, what was your oops?
Hold on.
Got myself a beautiful new set of low lights. All happy. Doodly doodly doo.
Wait, when was this?
Yesterday.
You had a hair appointment yesterday?
Yes, I did.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
No idea. I was going to say your hair looked darker.
No,
thank you. You were standing here putting your hair up and I was like, oh, it looks darker.
Low lights. And so I felt oh so awesome. And Noodle and Momo were on the wagon. On the why?
On the wagon.
They were on the wagon.
They fell off.
Both Noodle and I have quit drinking and been on the wagon for 6 weeks. Yeah.
It's been a rough week. It's rough week. Where was I? Oh,
low
and so, you know,
wagon.
I figured might as well stop by Shoppers, pick up a couple of snacks. We're going to have a nice afternoon. So I was driving my little buggy back to my car because, of course, I overfilled my basket because how can you not?
Driving the buggy.
You know, towards my car.
Shopping cart.
Shopping cart.
Old Shoppers.
But aren't they called buggies?
Down the cobblestone street.
Excuse me, miss. Could you give me a cup of coin?
Okay,
Mom, it's a shopping cart.
Buggy.
It took me so long to get that.
Yeah. But I thought it was called
a
buggy.
I feel like I reacted to that 30 seconds late.
Yeah, that's all right.
That's because you're tired.
Yeah. The payoff was good, though. That was pretty sweet.
Yeah, right.
Sorry.
But I didn't position the package of soda properly. And I reached the parking lot. It's a little downslope. It's not our usual Shoppers. And it's a little downslope. And I bumped something and the 18 cans of Coke go spread all the way through the parking lot.
That's why they all look the way they look.
They look like
that's
Frankenstein? Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
They all like half exploded. Yeah.
The beauty of this is we live in Canada. And all the people around me scattered through the parking lot and picked up the cans of Coke and brought them back to me.
They can all be Franks.
They're my Franks of the week. They were very sweet.
There you go. You have a Frank of the week. Okay, so I saw an oops committed by another person. And of course, it wouldn't be a week without Momo committing an oops.
All right, let's hear it.
In the elevator.
In the elevator again.
Again?
What did you do?
Okay.
Remember the quinoa incident?
So the first one, I was going out shopping. I was driving home. And there's this little place, little part of my neighborhood where there's a streetcar that passes, and the streetcar has its own lanes, only for the streetcars. So we're coming up, and I could tell that the driver is frustrated because the line is not moving to make a left quick enough. So we had stream after car, stream after car, stream after car.
Are you in the car? Or are
I'm
you
in the car behind him trying to make a left as well.
Behind the streetcar?
No, behind a car in front of me.
Oh.
Bear with me. And we're on the street trying to make a left.
Wait, where's the streetcar?
It crosses our path, all right?
Perpendicularly.
Yeah, what? Sure.
90 degrees.
Okay.
Sorry. So yes. So we're trying to make a on either side.
I understand.
On either side of the track, there is a car lane.
Right.
Right. And the streetcar lanes are in the center. So this white Honda is in front of me and desperately trying to make a left before the light changes. And what happens next is there's about 15 cars and he's waiting patiently. Car, 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 car. Finally, there's like 10 seconds left on the clock before it changes to yellow. He starts to proceed into the intersection. But he's proceeding so fast that I don't think he notices the lady who's dressed all in black who just started crossing the street. And the stupid idiot, and I'm going to say this, people, if you're on a scooter and you're using a pedestrian crosswalk, get off and walk it. That's my protest for the week.
Or just use the bike lane.
Or be like a vehicle and wait in the same lane I am.
No, don't do that. Don't be on a scooter in traffic.
Either way. So he decides to zip by. So at some point, he's going to either hit the guy on the scooter or hit the poor woman. So I'm backing off because I'm getting a call.
It's a trolley problem in real life.
Right? I'm getting ready to call 911 because someone's not coming out of this. And it just so happens he defied the physics and made the left turn onto the streetcar tracks. And then he went for some time before he realized, especially when he saw my car to him and I was looking at him through the window going, I had my hands up with this weird look because I was at the stoplight next to him going, where are you going?
What is going on?
And then he realized, I'm in the streetcar lane. Realized he doesn't have enough room to make a U-ey. And he had to proceed literally to the next interchange before he could figure out a way to get out.
To get onto the streetcar lane.
I have never seen someone accidentally make a left turn on a streetcar lane. It's late at night, and there wasn't a lot of traffic.
And the lady in black.
And the lady in black made it. The guy in the scooter made it. I got a great laugh out of it because I saw this white thing. Look, it literally says, you ever seen the look of a petrified driver going, where the hell am I going? Like, he literally had the look on his face as I was looking. I'm like, I'm about to drive off a cliff. All right. So that was an oops that I experienced that someone else did. Once again, Momo's famous elevator moments.
Yes.
Walking moments, out of my building.
Running series on the show. It's like the fifth character.
Exactly.
Just like how the city is the fifth character in Sex and the City, I've heard.
Right.
Yeah.
So I'm waiting at the elevator, and someone had just moved in. And actually, I went to learn out that they just moved in their daughter into the building. And this big strapping young gentleman was holding a whole bunch of blinds that apparently they had taken down from the unit. And I said, he goes, oh, you're throwing some stuff out. And he says, yeah. And then the lady comes out, who apparently was the mother of the young woman, and a young woman who's moving into the place, says, yeah, we're just dumping in. My daughter's moving in. And as we enter the elevator, she says, they asked me a question. He goes, do you have blinds in your condo unit? I said, no, I went with, I said, no, we have the vinyl rollers in my condo. So he says, yeah, these stupid blinds, like whoever invented them, they're absolutely terrible. Whoever made them is just absolutely terrible. I said, the Venetian blinds? And she said, yeah. And he goes, well, that would be the Venetians, right? So, and then, so whoever that gentleman was that was holding that stuff, he goes, yeah, that makes sense. You know, you have to blame the Venetians for the Venetian blinds. She goes, I'm blaming the manufacturer who created this one. So basically at that point, he says, cool, I had a guy agree with me and get his And I said, you two have a great day. And I walked down, I go, I did it again in an elevator. Yeah, you know? But this time I didn't fess up. And I went, oops, my bad. But I thought it was a great line. It says, the Venetian blinds? Well, then that would have been the Venetians.
What was the guy's relation to the lady?
Did your dad have
a fight in some like 45-year marriage?
It could have been. Could have been the eldest son. Didn't even hesitate to jump to my support, to my back. Right? He goes, yeah, that makes sense. It would have been the Venetians.
He's the, like, yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, that's pretty good.
That's right. And she's like, the people who made these blinds. Well, then that's
the city of Venice.
I'm out. So, and that's my two.
He's like, is that my floor? Actually, look at it.
It's ground. It says ground. This would be me. You guys have a great day. Fantastic. Welcome to your daughter to the building.
Poor guys. Yeah.
And that's my oops.
Have you considered not talking in elevators?
I'm thinking about it.
Seems like that
because
might
be. At some point, I have a feeling that one of my antics in the elevator is going to get me either physically harmed or dead.
Yeah, no, you
kicked
don't
out
live
of the building.
In a P.S. He does not live in a violent building. He lives in a very nice building.
He lives in a good neighborhood.
A very good neighborhood. And no, there will be no murder of Momo.
Well, that said, I think we covered a Frank in there.
We had a Frank. We had a Frank for sure.
Yeah, because I
have a feeling we're missing something.
What are we missing?
I don't know.
We had our oops. We had our
old business.
We didn't talk about anything new today. No. So we're going to have to come up with something for our next podcast.
Let's come up with something to talk about for our next. We need to have some old business.
Oh,
hey,
you never talked about the people, the comments and stuff.
I guess we also have certain
people. Oh, let's save that for next time because I think we went a little long today, but we closed a whole bunch of old business. We got a lot of oops out.
And we have Mirror Mirror to do as
we have Mirror Mirror to do
next time.
And I'll do a complete write-up of how we're ranking across other podcasts
that's
on Spotify.
Hilarious. That's insane that people actually
I cannot believe
us.
This.
I'm Yay. Really happy about
oh,
that.
So, there was an oops, the guy in the car. You didn't, there Shut wasn't up. An oops, the guy in the car who listened to you listen to the podcast.
Oh, yeah. So,
and
so,
he needs to get in touch with us.
Save it for next episode.
No,
leave him
because
more.
We need to invite him to listen.
Okay. So I was listening to our most, not the podcast that was just posted, the one that was done previously. And I was listening to it in the car like I like to do because I wanted to check
you
the
like
sound.
You like the sound of your own voice.
That too. But I like to hear the sounds from various different sources because a lot of our listeners most likely listen to a drive to work, drive somewhere else, right? So how does it sound like in the car? So I'm listening to it and I'm waiting at the stoplight and this Ram pickup truck drives next to me.
Oh, he's in his Mustang convertible with the top down. Right.
So I'm sitting there listening to our podcast at the stoplight, and all of a sudden, out of nowhere, the guy next to me in the Dodge Ram goes, "What are you listening to?" I said, "It's a podcast. It's called Nothing, Nowhere, No Particular Time." And he keeps talking to me. He heard my voice respond to him. He goes, "Hey, wait a minute. Is that you talking on it?" Yeah, we're just listening to pre-recording. What's it called again?
he goes,
Nothing, Nowhere, Particular Time. He goes, oh, okay, great. Thanks. Right? And so I'm sitting there going, so he clearly had some interest in it because he was laughing as he was listening to it. And he goes, "What are you listening to?" Right?
Yeah.
Well, and, Dodge Ram pickup guy Ram from which street?
North Toronto. We'll just say North Toronto.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, North, if
Toronto,
you're listening.
North Toronto a week ago, which would have been, what was a week ago?
The first week of September.
First week of September.
No. A week ago was not the first week.
Second week of September.
Yes, okay. That's correct.
So hello, if you're listening to it now.
So basically, for the gentleman in the white Dodge Ram pickup truck who drove by and saw a very Italian man sitting in his gray Mustang convertible listening to this podcast, we welcome your feedback and hope you've joined us and become our 23rd follower.
Thank you, friend.
Thank you.
Okay. So more stories like that next week.
And thank all the friends, not just the one in the Dodge pickup. But yeah, next episode is Metrics episode, and also Mirror.
And we are getting user feedback coming in now that we've started posting.
Oh, thank heavens. So nice. What are people saying? Do they hate us?
No, of course they don't hate us.
Of
course they don't. Are we better not?
Is it possible to hate us? I don't think it's possible.
Maria, because they keep saying, Maria, for God's sake, stop picking on Momo. But she doesn't want to listen.
Nobody actually says that.
No one did.
Yeah, I knew. I know. Don't worry, I know. I know.
So for next episode, I think... trivia worked really well in our last podcast. We should have some trivia questions.
We should do trivia.
Yeah. So we'll have a section for trivia because I think that really worked last in the podcast. But yeah, for next podcast, we will sum up with my statistics, user feedback, any old business. We'll see if we can watch Mirror to close off that dilemma. Yeah, but I think this week we're done unless we have any additional franks to put out there. Because we had one Frank today, which was basically the people of North Toronto who helped
the people of ye old shoppers.
Of ye old shoppers.
I don't know where that buggy came from. I'm sorry. That was so bad.
It's called the buggy. That was so scary.
Did you do a portage?
I was possessed by an old.
Did you do a portage?
Medieval ghost.
So the Frank of people of North Toronto
man.
Who help people who lose control of their buggies. And go chasing after Diet Coke cans in the
parking
lot. I think
you should get that out. I'm still shocked that came out of me.
Right. No, please keep it.
And any other Franks? Any other Franks?
All I'll say is my lovely best friend, M, they helped me a lot this week.
Awesome. Aww. All right, M.
Very sweet. That's
go, nice. M.
All right, M.
I got no Franks again.
I got no Franks.
She's the Frankalina.
Yeah, you got a new Frankalina.
Frankalina right. Jolie.
Okay. So we're looking forward. So next episode, we'll talk about... you know, kind of closing off some old business. We'll talk about some trivia. We'll do some statistics. We'll give you some user stories. I'm sure with the way I'm going, I'll have a few more oops. In there.
Maybe I'll get
about.
Possessed by Scrooge again.
Are we all good?
Yeah, let's all say it together.
Okay, guys, it was a mishmash today, but we're back. We're back on schedule. We hope to share more with you soon.
We're back and less on schedule than ever.
Thank you. Thank you. And this is what I say. Cue the outro. Well, there you have it. Was it worth the wait? Probably not. But I'm happy to report that with the next episode in 2 weeks, it will bring us back to date and we will work to keep our original schedule of every 2 weeks, assuming I don't have some other emergency care episode. It is the holiday season and a brand new year. If you can't start off fresh now, when can you? As always, you can contact us at comments@themomoshow.com. And as Calvin and Hobbes used to say, reality continues to ruin my life.
This is a Fritz and Moritz AO Global broadcast.